So anyway, this is a message that was sent to me quite a while ago. Actually, my mother-in-law actually started it. She gave me a book. I think it was In God's Step, In God's Place. It was all about Do Like Jesus with the about a church that did this. And it just got my mind spinning. I mean, spinning really bad. So I don't want you, I'm going to be challenging you throughout this sermon, so I don't want you to take it that I'm pointing finger or that I'm saying anybody's doing anything wrong or anything like that, because this was meant for me. I needed to hear this as much as anybody else had to hear it. Because I had to make changes in my life about this too. So please don't, up front, don't take anything to heart with this. The title I've chosen today is one that, like I said, has been on my heart for some time. I believe Ginny Cummings, when she called me on Saturday and asked me to preach, I said yes right away because I wanted to do what God wanted to be done for me. But I got off the phone, I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm like, it's Saturday, tomorrow, Sunday. But then God just knocked me in the head and he said, Tony, now is time for you to share this with you, with others. So I just think this is like a God, I call it a God thing when this stuff happens. Most of you know me, know my story. You know, some of you know, years ago I was in a hospital, not a hospital, in a nursing home for several months because I couldn't walk. Got in a car accident, 4 people died. While going to school to become a pastor, I lost my mom, and I lost my dad, and I lost my lovely wife of 30 years, just a little over a year ago. People come to me now and say, Tony, with everything that's going on, and this has all happened since I came to Christ, like, with all this that happened, and there's other things, but they're like, how can you still have faith? How can you still believe in God after everything He's put you through? And because of everything you're trying to do. Well, I tell every one of them people to read 1 John 2:6. So right now I'd like to use all the turn. And we'll look at it too. John 2:6. 1 John, I'm sorry. Everybody got it? Very short, very simple. Whoever claims to live in Him must walk as Jesus did. Pretty powerful words. I think. In 2 Corinthians 3:16-18, it states, but whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Not all, the Lord is the Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is here, is there in liberty. But we all, with an unveiled face, beholding as a mirror of the glory of God, are being transformed into the same image. Think about this for a minute. When you come to Christ, this thing is taken away from you. You're basically blind before you come to Christ. The veil's taken away, and all of a sudden you can see. Blind can see. But what happens to us a lot, and it happens to me, and I'm sure it happens to some of you, is that we tend to put that veil back over our face because we don't want to see this. I didn't want to see them people in that car that passed away. I didn't want to see that my mom and dad passed away. away. I didn't want to see, especially, that my wife passed away. Or you might be having family issues within your family. I know I am. I think everybody does. And we tend to put it, sometimes we'll put a veil over our face. If we live a life like Jesus wanted us to live, like it states in this Holy Bible, right here, that we are to live like Jesus did, we'd never put that veil back on. Even though we're going through these trials and tribulations, Christ went through a lot more. A lot more than we could ever imagine. And this is only a short life here. That's something else you've got to think about. We might even live to be 100, but that's still a very, very short life compared to what we're going to have in eternity with Him. Jesus never said that life was going to be a bed of roses. You read your Bible, almost everybody in the Bible has some kind of trouble or tribulation. We're going through it now in Jimmy's class with the book of Job. Everybody goes through some kind of trial, some kind of tribulation. But you need to keep your eyes focused on Him, and you need to live a life as Jesus would. See, none of us, and I'm not saying you're going to be perfect. God only knows I am not perfect. I don't think anybody in this world is perfect. It's only Jesus and Christ that is really perfect. But what we have as Christians is that Christ will come to us when we fall. He will pick us up by our bootstraps. He will dust us off, and He will put us back on the right road. And that's what it was. As long as we keep our eyes focused on Him, that's going to happen. But you also have to allow this to happen. Sometimes we don't want to be picked up. Sometimes we don't want to go down that road. If you would have told me 30 years ago that I'd be standing on this altar preaching to you, I would have laughed and laughed and laughed. No way am I going to be a preacher. No way am I going to start marrying people. No way I'm going to start doing funerals or anything like that. It just ain't going to happen. But here I am. And like I said, everything I'm talking about is in the Bible. In 1 Peter 14 it says, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in ignorance. But like the Holy One who called you to be holy yourselves, also in your behavior, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. You shall be holy because I am holy. Christ died on that cross. God sent Christ here to be with us so we could be holy. That's a big deal. Big deal. The Bible, which I believe is completely true, and it tells us and it shows us time after time how to walk, talk, work, relax, just as Jesus did. Not as we want, but as Jesus did, as Jesus would want. Jesus didn't just die for you and me just for the heck of it. He died so we could be holy. You know, I know it's tough at times to look at Christ and say, well, what would Christ do? And I'll say, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if I want to go there. I don't know if I want to go to that stranger's house over here and talk to them about God or bring them a bunk cake or whatever the case may be. I want to go to the car dealership and buy myself a new truck. Or like me, I'd want to go to a Harley dealer and go buy myself a new Harley. Scrap that little Yamaha I got. I don't want to tithe. If I tithe, I can't get that Harley. But what would Jesus do? Would Jesus be out cruising on his Harley before he would tithe? I don't think so. Would Jesus want to go out and buy a case of beer before he puts that money in the tithing plate? I don't think so. There's a lot of things we could all change to do what we need to do and how we need to do it. In 1 Corinthians, it also states, God has united you with Jesus Christ. But he did this for our benefit. God made him to be the wisdom of himself. Christ made us to be right with God. He made us pure and holy. He freed us from sin. He freed us from sin. So yes, we're not going to be perfect. But we're still free from sin because we have a place to go to release it. We can go to God when we know we sinned. We can go to God and say, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do this. Whatever. But God, please forgive me for what I have done. Please forgive my transgressions here for what I have done. We have that. But if we have that, and we have Christ in our lives, why don't we show Him? Yeah, we're here on a Sunday, and everything, that's great. You need that. You need all that. But you also need to be taking this out into the world 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So many people look at others for heroes. Everybody's on this big praise thing that Eagles won the national championship, which is a good thing, I guess. I was with Janice and we were watching this big parade go by for the Eagles. I was thinking, man, why aren't we doing that for Christ? We can do it for the Eagles. We can look up to the Eagles, and this happens every year. No matter who wins the Super Bowl, they have a big parade in their town. But I think about it and I'm like, wow, we can celebrate the Eagles like this, which is okay. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But we should be doing that for Christ. So many of us look at different people as our heroes, and we want to imitate them. A lot of people, kids today, look at sports figures. Man, if I could just be like Beckham. Do that crazy thing he does and everything. You know? I know when I grew up, I had my heroes. Joe Namath, I thought he was the greatest thing in the world. He was my man. But now that I've come to Christ, I'm going to let you know who my hero is. My hero is Jesus Christ. He's the one I want to intimidate. I'm not. But I want to be like. I want to be like Jesus. He's the one I want. We can look at all these different heroes that you could have in your life. All these people that you want to be like. But who better to be like than Jesus? Jesus is the one who gave you eternal life. He's the one who has taken sin from you and gave you the avenue to get rid of it. He is the most righteous person that's ever been on this earth. So why wouldn't you want to be like Him? That's why I've entitled this thing, Be Like Jesus. because I truly believe we need to be more like Jesus. And how do we do that? That's something I guess I'm going to have to address now, because now I'm telling you to be like Jesus, now I guess I need to tell you how to be like Jesus. Well, one of the ways you can be like Jesus is being here on a Sunday, inviting your friends, family, anybody you can to come to church on Sunday. But more importantly, you need to be at Sunday school. You need to be at Bible studies. And the most important thing is you need to read your Bible. And don't just read it. I'm not talking about just picking up the Bible and say, well, I'm going to read the Bible, the whole Bible in a year. It tells me to read this passage, and then you just leave. That's not what you do. You read a passage, you study the passage. You learn where it came from, what he's really talking about. How am I going to apply this to my life today? You can't just read it. You got to study it. You got to know it. You have to arm yourself. And that's how you're going to arm yourself. By reading your Bible, studying your Bible, coming to Bible study and learning from others. Coming to a women's group. Coming to a men's group. Coming Wednesday night. Coming Sunday morning. 9:30. It's only an extra hour. Learn about the man you want to be like. You can't be like somebody unless you know who he is. You need to know who he is. You need to know why you have so much faith in him. How can you talk to somebody about having faith in something or whatever and not know why you do? Well, it's just something I do. I come to church on Sunday because my parents brought me here. Say you could bring my daughter and son here every Sunday. I never knew why. They just had a good time. For us, it was great. Hey, Marty, you hop on the bike, go for a ride. But when I come to Christ, it was a totally different thing. And I know this church can do things that are righteous, that are right. Janice here told me a story the other day. She told me a story that, oh my God, it moved my heart so much what this church done. This was before she came to Christ. Okay? Before she even came to Christ, she was talking with Pastor Jay. And Pastor Jay told us that Janice was battling cancer. And that she was having a lot of trouble and issues with food, money, so on and so on and so on. This church stepped up to the plate. Complete strangers were all of a sudden knocking on her door, saying, how can we help? Here's some money. Here's some food. Do you need a ride? And look where Janice is now. That's what Jesus would have done. So I know we can do it. But why aren't we doing it more? That's my challenge. Why aren't we doing it more? And talk about be like Jesus. I'm sure most of you out here prayed for her when she was battling that cancer. So how are we being like Jesus? Jesus heals sin. Jesus heals people from diseases. But so do we. So do you. By prayer. I truly believe your prayers had a big issue in battling her cancer. In healing her cancer. Because I know, I could be very honest with you, I would not be standing here today if it wasn't for prayer. When I lost my wife, I thought my life was over. And I'll be honest, some people expected me back in the nut house again. They thought I was going to break down. So did I. But I haven't. Because of my prayers and from prayers from this church. That's what Jesus would do, though. Jesus would have prayed to, Jesus prays to his Father. So we need to be praying for our fathers about all these issues. We, like I said, we just need to be, everything you do, I don't care what it is, everything you do, say, whatever, needs, you need to think about how would Jesus do this. Like the book stated, everything you do. They had a guy there that was in a newspaper. He was in the news. He owned a newspaper company. They took out all the ads for tobacco, alcohol, all that stuff. Because he said, "Would Jesus have this? No. Would Jesus worry about a prize fight and different things? No." And they turned it into a Christian newspaper. They told them that it was never going to fly, but oh my God, did it take off. Because God blesses what? When you're doing something right, He will bless it abundantly. Just like this church. If you give, we will keep the door, not only keep the doors open to be able to reach out and do what we do with the Breaking Bread ministry and folks like Janice. We'll be able to keep doing that, but not only that, we will be overflowing. Kay will be so happy because she won't know what to do with all the money. Alright. My daughter's waving me down, so I guess it's time for me to close. So let us pray. Lord, our Heavenly Father, we come to You this day, Lord Jesus, to ask a special blessing upon us. Help us to reach out to others. Help us to be more like You. Help us to be that light. Lord, challenge myself, and I challenge others, that we can be more like You. We want that light to shine. We want Your words to flow from our mouths. We want our ears to hear what You need us to hear, and only what You want us to hear. Only what You want us to say. Let us all live a life for You. And we will give You all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. It is in Christ's name we pray. Amen.